August 20th, 2005. Item number 77. Today's guests are Kat and Bob from the Catfish Show podcast.
Podcast411.com. Listen different.
Hey, this is Daniel from the My Life Bites podcast, reminding you to listen different with Podcast 411.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Rob, and this is the Podcast 411 podcast. Before we get into our interview with Kat and Bob, a couple quick news and notes. First, I'm back from New York, had a very good trip. Real interesting, on the flight out, I sat down next to someone, started talking with him, and he actually knew what podcasting was. And this was an older gentleman, over 50 years old, wasn't like someone in their 20s, so it was nice to see, one, that someone understood it, and two, it wasn't the typical demographics you would have expected to understand it. So word is spreading. While in New York City, had some very good meetings, hope to be able to talk about them in a little greater detail coming up shortly. One of the really neat things about being in New York City is seeing all the different people with iPods. One out of every four, every five people had the earbuds in. It was really nice to see all those potential podcast listeners. Now, no tech tip today, but if you have a tech tip out there or just a tip on podcasting, if you want to talk about the art of podcasting or if you have a rant about podcasting you'd like to have played on the show, please send a link or the audio to podcast411@gmail.com. That's podcast411@gmail.com. Today's show will be interviewing Kat and Bob from the Catfish Show to set up what their podcast is about. It is an audio blog, really about the life and happenings of Kat. Very entertaining, with some very colorful commentary from her husband, Bob. So we're going to go ahead right now and get into the interview. Here we go. Kat and Bob, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hey, Rob.
Hey.
Got it right that time.
You did.
First question. What was your first computer? And it goes out to both of you.
Oh, I'm so glad you asked, Rob. Because, you know, I've been thinking about this question for quite some time. Because you ask it to everybody, so I have to figure it out, right? My first computer was in 1980-something, and it was an Atari 400.
I actually have one still. I have an
really?
Atari 800 and 400 still.
Yep. I loved it. My dad splurged and bought us one. We were four kids in our family. I'm the youngest, and I was the only one that was able to get the Space Invaders to load up off the tape drive. Nobody else had the patience to bring it to the right place to load it up onto the computer. And that's all we did was play Space Invaders on it. You want to go into yours, Bob?
Mine would have been a 48K Apple II Plus. I guess 82, maybe?
Okay, so you're both nerds. This is good. What was the first podcast you both listened to? Or I should say, each one of you listened to?
Yeah, because if we're going more on my side of it, then Bob is the one that introduced me to podcasting. He started listening to it way before I did, and he'll explain his side of it, I guess, later. But my first podcast would be Bob having me listen to Adam Curry. There weren't many out there at the time, so that would have been, what, October 2004? So it would have been Adam Curry, and then we listened a bit to Don and Drew, and...
Bob and the other guys.
No, you weren't doing...
Bob and the other guys.
Yeah.
Mid-November.
All right.
Bob and the other guys.
Sorry. Plug.
Oh, sorry, I can't say that name.
Well, I just delete the ad anywhere from the show.
Bob and Fred show.
Bob and no, it'll be the guy that doesn't return my email show. Now, when did the Bob and the other guy show start?
Bob and the other guy started, it would have been, we put out a test show in mid-November.
Started what, podcasting or doing shows together?
Doing the show together.
Because we started doing the shows together in 91 on a pirate radio station in Montreal.
Oh, okay.
So nerds.
Yeah, so we did that for about a year. And then the podcasting would have started mid-November. We put out our first test show.
Which is why Bob decided to do it with the other guy. Because he'd already done a show with them before.
Right.
Now, Kat, when did your first show go up?
Darn, I asked that to Bob before I came down here, and he didn't give me the answer. Number one, wait a minute, I have the first page. I have the date, December 17th.
Okay.
2004.
Well, you were the first person, I think, to give me feedback on my site. That's how I remember I got an email from you, because there was something wrong with how the web address or something was entered in my database, and you sent me an email asking me to change it back on, like, January 2nd,
really?
Or 3rd,
was it
or
that
something.
Long ago?
Yeah. So you guys had found my site right away.
That sounds like something Kat would do.
I did a lot of looking around and stuff. Where we're set up here computer-wise, I don't know if you can ask computer stuff later, but we have a two-story house with a basement, so all of Bob's stuff is in the basement. And I have a Mac upstairs in the living room, so when I'm looking after Simon, I can do all my surfing without, like, you know, being a good mother and all. So I can sit there and surf and do a lot of checking around. And I was doing a lot of stuff at the beginning to let people know about me. Well, now when you look back, there weren't all that many podcasts out there. So it was really fun to talk to people and get into a community and just be involved in other people's podcasts.
Now, do you want to hear what the first email was that you sent?
Yeah.
It was from you, Kat, and it says, "Hi, my husband just added my podcast, but please note that the title should be Catfish Show, not The Catfish Show. Thanks. Hope this is not too complicated to fix."
And thus began a long career of podcast micromanagement.
Yes, that was my strategy at the beginning. Bob had done it in the feed, so it said The Catfish Show, but I didn't like being at the bottom of the list of everybody's directories, so I went and I had everybody change it to Catfish Show.
Should have called it --- Catfish Show.
Now, speaking of directories and other shows, which ones are you listening to now, Kat, on a regular basis?
Oh, I have some good favorites out there that I listen to. One of the favorites I have currently right now is the Tartan podcast. I'm having a really great relationship with Mark and his family. It's funny, I communicate with his wife, Gail, and his kid, Cameron. They love listening to my show instead of his show. So it's really quite a little jab in Mark's little side that they rather listen to my show than his. I really like Digital Detroit Radio. Matt and I communicate often also. He's a really great guy. I listen to the Mummy Cast. Oh, there's so many. Zedcaster,
mm-hmm.
out of Nova Scotia. There's a lot I listen to. She Said, He Said, I listen to.
No, or not He Said, She Said, but She Said, He Said.
She Said, He Said came out quite a while ago.
Right. That's the one with Brian.
Yeah.
Right.
And then I saw that there was a He Said, She Said, so I listened to that one for a while, and then one of the ones I listened to, like the second or third one I listened to, they started having orgasms on the show. So it's like, okay, not the type of show I want to listen to. So I don't know if it's really all about that or not.
Now, you know, there's also She Said, She Said.
Yes, I haven't heard that one.
Yeah. And I told Brian that She Said, He Said, that he should also register He Said, He Said, It Said, It Said, We Said, We Said, You Said, I
yeah,
Said.
Yeah, he came out with his. I always called it He Said, She Said, because
mm-hmm.
that's the way you would think of saying mm-hmm. it. I also listened to The Big Show. You interviewed him recently, Aaron.
Yes, had Aaron on the show. Yep, and you had him do the introduction for one of your recent podcasts, or maybe a few back, maybe 50-something.
Yeah,
something.
He played it like almost the day I sent it to him. It was really quite amazing.
You mentioned one of your favorite pod faders, which was one of my favorite pod faders of all time, and which was My Pod's Forecast. And
oh my God, D was great.
I have all of them. I still have them all.
Do you really? I think I have the first three.
Okay, yeah. I mean, he did the Golden Globes, like you mentioned. The last one he did was whether or not he's going to change the diapers. I had contacted him about coming on the show. I wanted to interview him.
Yeah.
I sent him an email. I didn't hear back. I sent him an email. Didn't hear back. Then I went to the site, and then it was gone.
It was gone, yeah.
It was gone. I mean, this is what, mid-February or so, whenever it was.
And had you actually made contact with them?
I had sent them the email before they bounced. So the emails had gotten through. It was before it had gone down, because I sent him an email in between his last two shows.
So it's your fault.
Yeah, I guess.
You scared him off.
Well, I knew. I think I had Skyped him. His name was Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
I actually have his full name. There's an interesting side of his life that his family didn't know he was doing this type of a podcast, and if they had known, then there'd be a lot of problems. So I'm wondering if maybe something like that happened.
One of the mysteries of early podcasts.
Huge mystery. I tried to contact him, too, afterwards, and then he just totally, totally disappeared.
He totally dropped off the face of the earth.
And I when I first heard it, I was killing myself. It was on Adam Curry, wasn't it?
Yeah, but you wonder how long that could have lasted, too. You know, like, it was a one-trick pony.
I don't know.
I think so.
I think he could have pretty much any major sporting event, any major deal, any major news event. He could have did it. I mean, my favorite still is the Golden Globes. I mean, I mean, this is obviously, it doesn't get any better than the cup, the lift, the drop.
The whole thing. I mean, just that was the
first. And just a double entendre with the Golden Globes, too.
Yes, right. Exactly. That's why.
I think that was maybe one of the first times I heard a podcast of an English accent.
Mm-hmm.
And it really brought the globe so much closer, I found. And it was just so interesting to be able to contact someone so far away and yet so easily. The way he would go through his list from list A to list mm-hmm. B and then the yeses or the noes, and then he'd move his way down. Like, he could almost draw a diagram exactly of how he was going about. I thought he could have gone a lot further than he did, for sure.
I thought he had a great idea that he could have used to predict anything. You know, he did the stock market, he did lottery, but he could have done the, you know, Academy Awards. He could have done the World Series. He could have done the soccer. He could have done the
rugby. We've heard about the time of the Super Bowl, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But then the way it ended, the last one, it really made it look like, okay, the wife might not have liked that one at all. The nappy thing came off a bit, oops. I thought, when I heard it, and I finally heard it at the end, like, oh, dear, that was not a good thing. That's going to cause a fight in the family. I don't know. It's the mystery of the podosphere, as people call it. And did you see the pictures on his site? Thought, like, it was hilarious. It's like, oh my God. And I think it was after him then the Daily Download came out.
No, Daily Download was right about the same time.
Right about the same time, yeah.
I had Chris on the show first. He was actually the first guest I had. And Chris Chris was doing the Daily Download. He started right around the same time you did, mid-December.
Yeah, I think I did a promo for a show, or I talked about a show or something. Or he talked about my show, I'm not sure.
Tell the listeners about the format and content and what they're going to hear when they listen to the Cat Show. Or, excuse me, the Catfish Show. Jesus.
The Cat Show is another show.
Yeah,
well, I did get in the press once where some lady thought that I was doing a show about a cat and
It was life from the cat's point of view.
Life from cat's point, yeah. And she thought I was talking about the cat because I have a picture of my cat on my web. It's like, she'd never even listened to one of my shows. It was just so funny.
My wife asked me who I was interviewing. She goes, oh, is it a fishing show? You know, which, you know, you mentioned the other day in one of yours that someone had contacted
So you. Many people come to my show thinking it's a fishing show. It's really funny. And then when they find out it's not and they listen to it a little bit, they, like, totally love it. It's hilarious.
We should actually start one of them as a fishing show.
I'll have to listen to some.
Here we are at Lake Wakatobi.
Well, you should get Big Bass. Today. You know, today's sponsor, Bass Outlet Store.
That would be so funny.
Pod Bass.
Pod Bass. Bass.
Absolute bait.
Flavored by
absolute worms.
Okay.
Why don't you tell Rob about your show, Kat?
All right, about my show. Well, my show is not really about much. It's me talking about my life and having my husband do the production and putting in his two cents, which I don't hear when he's doing a show. It's hilarious. He's right in front of me. He says it. And then when I listen to my show again, I realize he said something that was like, wait a minute.
You should be sleeping on the couch for what you said.
Yeah. Well, not really. But yeah. It's a show that is about us, about Bob and my life and what we do and our lives in Montreal and our lives in Canada and our views on the world. And I take snippets from the newspaper that I find are interesting. And then I talk about listeners that email me and I do quizzes every month and I send out homemade pens to people.
By the way, I would have voted for Norwell, so it would have broken the tie.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So why didn't you vote?
I'm a voyeur.
You're a lurker?
I'm a lurker. I'm a lurker on a lot of sites, of podcasts. I just don't have time.
There's too many. I understand.
I literally am subscribed to over 50 different podcasts now.
But, you know, lurkers are a really good part of podcasting. Most of us are used to listening and not participating to radio and stuff like that, so I just like hearing from people. And a lot of my lurkers have come out of the woodwork since I talked about them, which is really funny. I have a new segment that I just started like a few months ago called Ask Cat, which is doesn't really have a formula. I just hope and pray that somebody's going to send me a question and I try and answer it as entertaining as possible, but honestly as possible. I guess our show is honest. Our show is clean. Our show is relatively short.
And it moves at a good speed.
I keep notes. I come organized to my show. That's one thing. I don't just sit down and blah, 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 blah. You know, which is why often I don't hear what Bob is saying, because while he's doing a little talk, that gives me a chance to read my notes to my next topic.
Because it's also recorded live. There's no editing at all.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
It's just, you know, we used to do editing because we throw in the music and stuff like that. But then once we got the setup ironed out and things like that, it's just off we go, theme music, right into the song, right into the show, right out of the show.
Yeah.
And everything's done on the fly. And that's,
you know, it's so rare that we have to take stuff out. I think there's once where I found I did a really huge mistake.
Like a mispronunciation or something.
No, on Canadian geography.
Oh, yeah.
I had to come down. I was writing the notes going, oh, my God, that's not in that province. I made a huge mistake. I just feel bad when there's, like, empty time here.
No.
Empty space.
I edit. That's what one of the things I learned, why I edit heavy, too, is I learned early on I was trying to look at my notes for upcoming questions, and I wasn't paying attention to what the people were saying. And then I'm listening to it, and then I'm asking them a question that they had answered, like, 2 seconds before.
Oh, no. See, that's what happens. I look down at my notes, and I don't realize what Bob is saying. And then when I hear it the next day, or 2, 3, 4, 5 days later, because I don't always listen to it right away. It's like, you said something really mean to me.
Or nice.
No, I usually catch the nice ones, because there aren't many. Do you do all this in Audacity?
No, I do in GarageBand. Editing in GarageBand is much easier than in Audacity. Let's not forget to throw this in, and that is where to locate your show.
So my show is located at catfishshow.com.
What hardware and software are you using to edit up and do the show?
The actual computer work that I do for the show. And I think this is quite rare. In CoupleCast, I actually do my own posts. Oh. I do my own pinging. I do my own content, which I don't think many women side.
I think you may be the first of all the couples that I've interviewed that does post-production.
Yeah. Way to go, Kat.
Way to go. Woo-hoo! And then, you know, while I'm on my computer, I Skype down to Bob to find out how many minutes it is. And then he Skypes me to say, okay, what's the title of it? And then I Skype it back to him. And
so she does the presentation and I do the audio.
That's how we communicate in this house, is through Skype.
You mentioned a compressor a couple times. You use a compressor. And I know that Kat, that's one of your pet peeves, where people don't compress and their audio goes from sounding like this to this.
But you know, a lot of people that I was complaining about, it has gotten better.
We're using a Behringer Composer from the music studio. This room here used to be a music studio.
Oh, cool.
Bob used to be in a band.
You were all set when podcasting came around. You were like, oh, man, I've got the equipment.
That's why you got to interview
Bob.
You're
like, as cool as proverbial moose, I'm ready to go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, really, the only thing we bought were mics.
What kind of mics are you using now?
We're using MXL990s.
Okay. What other mic is there?
Isn't that the official podcasting mic?
Oh, that's a few people use that. I have an Apex 415.
That's a nice one, too. The MXL, I thought it was, for bang for the buck, it was great. It's doing well.
Quite a few people use that. And then the Audio Technica is another
one. Well, we noticed a huge difference in the quality of our voices once we started using these mics.
Yeah, because I was, before that, I was using a Shure SM58 and an AKG 321, and very different sound. We don't actually record to the computer. We record either to Minidisc or an MP3 recorder.
Okay. What MP3 recorder are you recording?
Now it's the Archos.
Okay.
He just got a new toy.
And
it's a G Mini, isn't it?
Yeah, Archos G Mini, and bought it just because it would do line-in recording.
Now, what bit rate does it record at?
Anything up to 320.
Okay, cool. That's the same as the iRiver, then.
Yeah, and then I just bring everything over into Audacity, and I encode the MP3 from there. And
final question, and is, you guys have been doing this so long combined, what advice would you like to offer out to people that are, you know what, I'm not going to ask for a newbie. I'm going to say, what advice would you like to offer out to someone who's been podcasting for about a month?
My advice, I guess, would be to people is to be consistent in terms of putting up a show when you say you're going to put up a show, and having really good content. Don't just wing it. You know, I don't know if people think that we just sit here and wing it. There's so many things that go through my mind in between the days that I do my shows, that if I don't write it down, when I sit in front of the microphone, I go blank. I won't remember it. And then I feel really bad that I left out some stuff, you know? So it is a lot of effort. It's not too much. Like, we do this for fun. This is not something that's a huge chore for us to do, or for me to do, at least. Bob spends a lot of time down here because he's got the three shows to do, but
he's just looking at internet porn. Don't kid yourself.
That's the fourth show. Shut up.
That's a soccer girl. Yeah.
Bob and soccer girl.
Soccer girls in the garage.
You know what, Rob? That would explain an awful lot.
I think my advice for somebody who's been at it for a month would be, listen to your first show and your most recent show back-to-back and appreciate the improvement. Because this is a lot for somebody to learn.
It is.
Audio editing.
If I didn't have you, there's no way I would have done
just this. Everything. There's so many components to it. You know, like, yeah, anybody can write a paragraph on a blog. Really? Well, no. You look at people's blogs and they get better as time goes on. Radio podcasting gets better as time goes on. Pat yourself on the back for the improvement you've done in that first month, and realize that in the second month, you'll be that much better again. And just keep at it.
Sound advice.
That's good.
Kat and Bob, thank you so much for coming on the show.
You're welcome.
It's been fun.
That was great. That was a lot of fun.
Well, folks, that concludes our interview with Kat and Bob from the Catfish Show. Please check out their website and podcast at catfishshow.com. Thanks again, guys, for coming on the show. Had a blast talking with you. Now, this was a really long interview. When we initially recorded, it was an hour and 40 minutes, and I edited that down to 15 minutes that you heard. However, there's an additional 31 minutes of bonus interview material available on the website. If you go to podcast411.com, click on the show notes for this interview, and you will see a link for the Catfish bonus podcast. So again, additional 31 minutes. Now, you also noticed during the interview there were some references to Bob and the Other Guy show. It's really the Bob and the AJ show, and it was just a little inside joke, and it goes back to January. I was trying to get him on the show, and AJ never replied to my emails and kind of blew off an interview time slot, so I was just giving Bob some grief about that. Someday we'll get him on the show. If they don't decide to go back to just watching hockey when hockey season starts and they actually keep their show going. I'll also have a link for the Bob and AJ show, which is a very funny show. At the end of today's podcast, we'll be playing a promo from the Rev Up Review podcast, so please stick around for that. And on our next podcast, we'll have an interview with Pete from Raster Web Radio Podcast. That's going to do it for us today, folks. As always, I'm your host, Rob, reminding you to listen different with Podcast 411.
Hey, want to hear some spec fic reviews?
Not really.
Yeah, you do. For reviews of speculative fiction, that's science fiction, fantasy, and horror, check out the Rev Up Review at www.revupreview.co.uk.
No thanks.
The Rev Up Review covers books, magazines, films, TV, and audio, and anything else that takes the Revmaster's fancy.
Revmaster? Who's this Revmaster?
Oh, he's just this bloke, you know. Anyway.
Probably some frustrated writer, I expect.
Well, he does read an episode of a short story on each show.
See? What did I say?
Just check it out, will you? www.revuprevue.co.uk.